Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I saw Oscar. Man, dude, you've gained a ton of weight. I mean,
no.
Or maybe did you get stung by a bee? I mean, your cheeks are like overtaking your face. I mean, how do you see?
Oh, brutal. Brutal.
I mean, I thought maybe it was like a combination of like George Lopez and maybe Jiminy Glick was like sitting in for the week or something.
I'd just like to let you know that Vicks Vapor Rub is just spicy Vaseline. Thank you.
Johnny, two times two.
I'm going to go with four.
That took forever. Stay on your toes, son.
You know what? He can make time stop. Remember how I said I loved you? We're going to talk.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big surprise, Oscar.
What's that?
Everyone thought Mike wouldn't be here today.
Ooh.
But Mike is in studio today.
Mike!
Mike McIntosh.
Hello.
Oh, what a letdown.
I know.
Painful.
Should I have strung it on longer?
Let me live in that for a little bit.
Okay, relish
Mike it. O'Mara, Mike McIntosh. Mike O'Mara, Mike McIntosh. Mike O'Mara, legend, Mike McIntosh. Not a legend.
Well, legendarily disappointing.
No. Look, his life has been turned around. As he walked in, he said, I thought it was an early start today, and he walked in late.
Exactly. But so true.
So yeah. The shock was not, oh my God, I'm late to an early start.
No, it was that.
What are you doing out of the studio, Oscar, getting a coffee? I thought it was an early start.
He really, really, there's no good way to look at this.
And I said, what do you mean by that? And he goes, look, I brought taffy. And I said,
ah, classic deflection.
The conversation was not leading down your taffy route. By the way, thank you. You just got back from Rehoboth, Maryland?
Yes, Delaware.
Delaware.
Delaware. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, Delaware. I should know that. I'm an idiot. Let me ask you this.
It's a beach town, Oscar.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know that we start at 8:15 for the early starts? Mike McIntosh.
No, I found out because when I left to come here, I texted Pony to wonder if it was an early start.
I texted Pony to wonder.
Actually,
Pony, would you wonder if it's an early start for me, please?
I will wonder just for you.
Thank you.
He might be exonerated here. This is fantastic. Continue, please.
But he said, yes, it's an early start, but there's two shows, so I just continued my drive.
Not anymore. One show, Mac. One show today. So you're good. You're good. You're on time, and you're fine. Now everybody has to come in on a Friday, unfortunately.
Well, way to go.
Yes.
Way to go.
Now, Mac, let me ask you this. Are you usually here on Thursdays? I can't remember you that well.
It seems to me a Wednesday guy.
Yeah, you're
no,
a Wednesday.
No, it's
guy.
Thursday.
When, like every other moon, Halley's Comet Thursday, what's your story?
I mean, is when I can get up, because a lot of times I oversleep.
And why is it Thursday that is a...
because it's my day off of work.
Ah, Thursday is Mac Day.
Absolutely.
So now,
Wednesday, no, not as much.
Whoa. When you can get up... does that mean?
I've been having trouble getting up early.
Why?
Because I stay up late.
Oh, you're so wired from all the showbiz pizzazz from Micro Center.
What happens
when you get home
when you get there into this world of retail?
Yeah,
and it's 100 miles an hour from the word go. And don't forget, he also has stuff to do with the announcements. So there is that element
of
show
right.
business. Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Let me ask you: do you feel like at what are you 28 now?
Yes.
Okay, so you're 28.
That's so
at
sad.
At 28, that it's okay to audibly tell the world that if I can get up, like that type of sentence, like if I have enough self-control to move my body in the morning on a weekday.
I agree, it is sad.
And it's not like we're asking you to greet the sun.
Sad.
Yeah. Sad. Sad.
Okay, the upside is you got a great tan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chocolatey brown, look at him.
When did you get back from Rehoboth, Delaware?
I got back on Sunday.
Was it hard to get up when you were at the beach?
mean, yes.
Really? I mean, I think you'd be excited to get out and, you know, build your sandcastles and play in the water.
I only went to the beach one day the entire week.
Then why even make the trip?
The food.
Tell us about the food.
I had lobster. I had crab legs. I had.
Where did you have lobster?
Claus. At a place Claus.
It's a Christmas place.
Yeah, Duclaus.
No, but you know, every year for your birthday, you go to Red Lobster.
Yes.
So you don't really need to go to another state for these taste treats.
I mean, there's other stuff I do as well. There's a pool. There's an amusement park. There's a water park.
You know, I'm
for
a big fan
little
of
little kids.
I'm a big fan of amusement parks.
Are you there with your brother?
Yes.
Okay. A tennis player?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys go trolling for hoes?
Sure. He's married.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he can't look. Hey, you'll learn that one day.
You know what? He's married. Yeah. He's not dead.
Good point.
And so, besides, he could probably offer you some pointers.
And Rehoboth offers both options, guys and girls.
Yes.
Yeah, so whatever you're into, whatever your proclivity, you're fine.
Correct.
Now, isn't that what they say is what happens in Rehoboth stays in Rehoboth? That's right.
Known party town in Delaware for all of you around the world.
Yeah, the first state.
Yeah.
I would say I did look around.
Oh, damn!
And he's such a creep.
He's all grown up.
There was not
mirrored sunglasses, Mac.
Let him talk.
I will say there was not much to see.
Oh!
What's the problem? Where were the weak spots?
Age.
Age? Oh, they're too young?
Too old?
Yes. Absolutely.
Imagine the age discrepancy when you go trolling at an amusement park. I don't understand why there's not some quality trim at the bumper cars.
But there's the beach. The beach are where the women are at.
Exactly.
Yes,
the amusement park where the moms are at.
Well, no, it was just a bunch of 60-year-old women.
Everybody knows that Rehoboth is the passport to
the passport.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. See,
and it's maybe you need to open your eyes a little bit. You know, 60 is the new 40.
Of course,
and also it's not like you really should play your options.
Yeah, Mike's
play
60.
What you've got.
What are you saying about Mike?
I'm saying that Mike is 40.
No, Mike is 60.
So you wouldn't have sex with Mike O'Mara all of a sudden?
Whoa, lines. Would you answer the question?
If
life depended on it,
yes.
Yes.
What situation would ever happen that Mike's life would only be saved if he made love to Mac?
If he needed a passport to the passport.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Literally.
Have to stamp that passport. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Mike McIntosh, you come bearing gifts. We forgive all. What brought the Laffy Taffy, the saltwater taffy? Do you have that song by chance? There's no chance you do, right?
Which one?
Laffy Taffy.
Who does that?
I don't even remember.
I'll check.
Thank you.
Well, every time when I come home from Rehoboth Beach, I always stop at Candy Kitchen.
Yes. Of course you do. It's like when Norm would
be place.
It would be like when Norm went into Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He goes in, "Hey, Mac!
Hey!" Expensive taffy.
Oh, yeah.
Pricey. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I also get a bunch of other, what I hope is going to be like some new candies, but it's always, I always end up getting Runts.
Runts.
Something like that. So, but
so
I decided to bring home some taffy for everyone. I brought some for my work at Micro Center, and I brought some for here.
Okay,
very nice.
Now, when the box you brought to your work, is it as big as a box you brought? And by big, I mean small.
Yes,
small box that you brought here.
Yes, it is okay. The same box.
You know the animals you're dealing with at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be gone in, let's say, half a day.
Yes, and right? it was.
It was here. The box you brought here. With the consumption we have, how long do you think it's going to take to get down?
I would say about 1 hour, but I would hope it's still there by the end of the show.
People should know it is a 1 pound box, a very standard one. It's a prepackaged box. A lot of times, what they do is these kitchens will prepackage them and sell them to other establishments to sell. See, I'm not a big fan of this Candy Kitchen. I go to Ponytails.
Ponytails.
Chincoteague. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful taffy.
Sounds fabulous.
It's the best.
Did you find it?
I have it, yes.
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
I think you'll recognize the artist. It's D4L.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
a
yes.
Very popular singer.
Let me hear it. Right. Let me hear it. Anyone else?
What's up, homie?
Yeah, this is not safe for work, so watch out. Watch out.
What I think. You know Ice Age.
Here we go. This bass beat.
The sick beat.
Oh, my God. Get ready. Hold on. What do you think, Matt?
Hey.
continue your story.
This will give it momentum.
Yes.
Did you
see any of that Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you go into the candy kitchen and shake your Laffy Taffy?
Oh, yeah.
This is a good song.
I'm not saying
I think the hook's
isn't.
Coming up. Here we go. This is Bubba Gum. I'm Mr. Chico Stick. There you go. Yeah.
It's a good video.
With the ladies on it?
There's a lot of people in it. I'm not singling out a specific gender.
Pony, you know the song.
Oh, it's poetic and wonderful.
Oh. Pony lives this
because
song.
Because she's so thick.
It's
like Shakespeare.
Worst. This was a hit. What year? 2002?
It doesn't say. It does not say.
2001?
Oh, here it is. It's 1957.
No chance. No chance. Man, they don't make songs like they used to.
No. It sounds like they're trying to figure out what they're going to sing next.
2005.
Ah, 2005.
Close.
You're very,
three
you know
years
what?
Off. I'll three years
it,
off.
I'll
not
give it
bad,
to you. You heard
bad.
It as a recurrent.
Yeah.
All right, so you went into the candy store, and how much is a pound of taffy nowadays?
$8.99.
That's about right.
You spent $10 on us?
Oh, yeah.
You spit our face. $10? Do you know how many years you've been working for free for us? A little more than that would have been great.
Yeah.
By the way, under protest, they all wanted to fire you at first. And I said, no. He's great for the air.
I never wanted to fire him. I just didn't want to be in a room with him.
No, you wanted to fire him after the first year.
Gave him a full year, did I?
Yes. He showed up on Mike's doorstep like a baby on the front of a firehouse.
I mean, really.
And
just,
then we had to figure out what was going on with him.
Just shy of arriving in a basket.
Yeah.
That's how he should have been here.
So, Mac. The taffy's a sweet gesture. Most people don't do that, so thank you.
My pleasure.
A small box, maybe two next time, just, you know.
Do they offer a two-pound box?
No.
One it's for just... each floor.
Oh, one for
ooh.
The one for the annex.
It's not called annex. It's called production.
All right.
The annex. Everything has to be some
it's weird, would you settle the hell down? It was a 2 weeks ago you loved the name the annex.
No.
And now all of it, yes, you did.
No, I never
yes,
liked
you
it.
Did, you
I've
did.
Been protesting the annex forever.
You never did.
Pony.
You settled down.
I call it the conservatory.
I work with a-holes. Start the show, please.
I call it the place that is taffy-less.
Mike, so come back. The right mic.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Take it easy.
This time I was trying to do everything right.
Don't just become excited.
I thought if I stayed away from the city hall, I wouldn't have the bad luck I had again.
You're making me feel guilty.
I'm marrying your brother.
All right, I'm guilty. I confess. What did you do?
What did I do?
You ruined my life.
That's impossible. It was ruined when I got here. You ruined my life. You know, you got them bad eyes like a gypsy, and I don't know why I didn't see it yesterday. Bad luck. That's it. Is that all I'm ever going to have? Oh, I should have taken a rock and killed myself years ago. I'm going to marry him. Do you hear me? Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffins.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Bless me, Father, if I have sinned, it's been 2 months since my last confession.
What sins have you to confess?
Twice I took the name of the Lord in vain. Once I slept with the brother of my fiancé, and once I bounced a check at the liquor store. But that was really an accident.
Then it's not a sin. But what was that second thing you said?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Hello, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, of which we have many, I'm sure, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Stormtown, Pennsylvania, to Salem, Ohio, from Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, to Big Bottom, Washington, and from Kanazawa, Japan, to California, Maryland, TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started.
Woo!
Oscar? A love letter, if you will.
A love letter?
A love letter to
yay!
A company called Brewmate.
Brewmate.
Because let me ask you this. Don't you love warm alcohol? No. Yuck, no one does. That's why you need Brewmate, the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. Brewmate keeps your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. We have at my house the Brewmate Growler. Mm. I'd say it's a quart, maybe a little more than that. Yes. It's a big guy, right?
Yes.
And
do you have the matte black one, or did you get a different type of
brushed aluminum?
Ooh.
Beautiful. Julia took it to a music festival. Yes. She put ice water in it on a Thursday.
Ooh.
On Saturday morning, there was still ice in it. Mm. That's how thermal perfect this thing is. It keeps stuff cold. Trust me. You will be done drinking before the temperature changes. Ooh. That's how long it lasts.
Yes.
Mike has the Hopsilator Trio, which is awesome. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with freezable adapter or can convert to a pint glass with a splash-proof lid. Great for heading outside and keeping your drinks cold.
Mm.
It's guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temp until the last drop, and it makes a great gift. There's over 30 colors and finishes to choose from. Plus, it's 100% glass-free, so when you go to a music festival and they say, hey, no glass in here,
yes,
don't have to worry about it. It's all metal. Plus, Brewmate works with hot and cold beverages. So think of it. Start your day with a perfectly hot cup of coffee that stays hot till you're done. Go home, have a beer, stays cold till you're done. Brewmate is for everybody and everything. It's a perfect vessel. So don't you settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and enter the code Mike. This is special. The code is Mike, M-I-K-E, at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. Cheers!
Woo!
I fill mine with taffy.
Laffy taffy. I sent we use Slack, which is internal, I guess, our internal messaging system here at Podcast Village. And yeah, I literally pushed it out to the entire staff. I said, Laffy Taffy on four. Get it while it lasts.
I think I just heard Rob Ford's tires squeal.
We actually need to put this outside so that nobody busts through the door here. Thank you very much. I'm going to get one piece for the road. Hold on.
What color will you go with? And by the way, before you open it, I'm not looking.
Yes.
Are they the long guys or the medallions?
They're small pieces of candy. I will not call them medallions.
Why not?
Because they're small pieces of candy.
They're medallions.
I don't know if they're called medallions proper. Well,
that's what I'm calling them.
No,
there's two styles of saltwater taffy.
Oh, my God. Why does everything have to be weird with you? They're little pieces of candy. Yeah,
did you have a bad morning?
No. Medallions.
I'm more the same now than I've ever
discs.
Been. No. Medallions can be small discs as well.
These aren't discs. They're little. They're pieces of candy. They're not even disc-wise.
All right. Then let's say this. Are they the long guys or are they the nuggets?
They're nuggets.
Okay.
I'll take nuggets. Medallions doesn't make any sense.
Medallions makes a million years of sense.
What do you think, Mac? Which one should I get? Purple? Purple's great.
Purple.
There you go. There you go. Put it up. Put it up front. Thank you.
You suppose it's grape flavored? That would be what my guess
we'll
is.
We'll find out.
Yes, we
will. We'll find out. I will hold on to this. I'm a professional. We will find out.
Before you eat it, I have to ask a very pressing question.
Yes.
How is your tongue?
Oh, my tongue is much better.
Good.
Thank you for asking. I think I would say late last night around 11:30.
Yes.
I went and inspected the gash. The gash is healing. Gross.
Do you want to rephrase that as Larry King would say?
Yes, the cut on my tongue.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Done and done. Thank you for asking. I will not be chewing on this yet, though.
You could suck on it.
No, I'm not going to do that either. Gross.
Get it a little soft.
No. Do we have yaks?
We have. Do you want to do yaks
today?
Let's
do the yak shack.
I think that is a good idea.
Please.
For everybody that we can all do the yak
shack.
And, you can call the yak shack at any time.
Yes.
And leave your message. And this is what we do. We record the yaks, and then we play them.
Woo!
And we had a great batch this week. There's some love for you, Oscar. There's some, how shall I say,
hate
not
well.
Love?
Yeah.
We'll just say not love.
I'm ready for both.
All right, and so we do the TMOS Yak Shack. I got these together, collated them the way Mike does, with brief introductions so I can just tease them.
Please.
But I didn't always listen as close as I wanted to because I like to be surprised
as well.
Oh,
we also should dissect on the air.
Right. All right, this is called A Gift.
Hey, this is Jim with No Bees in Sacramento. Listening to the show today, you guys are great. I think I've discovered something that all three of you will love. It's promotional videos from Chrysler in the 50s, 60s, and 70s on YouTube. You'll watch one, you'll be stuck on it for hours. So just a little gift from me to you. Have a great day.
I have a feeling you would hate that.
No, I don't. I would love it because I think I know where he's going. This is similar to the RV old school video that we would watch here on the show. You bring up once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
The promotional videos for these, I guess, all American cars.
Classic age of America.
Were very chauvinistic.
Oh, very much so.
And where, and this is, I would say you think Mad Men is kind of like, has some machismo in it.
Yeah.
These are all about the man running the house.
Mm-hmm.
They reference Little Lady all the time. And it's not, look, it's funny looking back to see how far we've come. It's not funny for, I guess it was necessarily a not equal footing for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that a major company would buy into this narrative and it worked, it's the dynamics of a family were completely different.
They would actually, I've seen them where they would cater certain cars to women and such. It's like easy to get in and out of.
Well, the minivan does the same thing and isn't condescending to the wife or the man running it.
They say strong, powerful engines.
Or the husband, right?
Michelin did this with tires, and they said there were tires that were so grippy that even like a scared, confused woman can drive with these tires.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that's not appropriate. But look, your modern-day minivan,
yes.
I remember when I was younger, I would say in the 80s, same deal. The family and the kids are going to love this.
Yeah.
I look at minivans sometimes. Has anyone seen the latest Pacifica? The thing is a limo on wheels.
Sure.
You get that fully loaded.
Well, what they did is they took a lot of that technology that they used to have in those conversion vans, you know.
Yes.
And they would turn that into something that is a little more saleable and it looks less like a creep.
The new go-to is the Mercedes Sprinter that you outfit with everything you would ever want as an adult, but you put your kids in the back so you never have to talk to them.
I thought he was competing in the Olympics this year for Germany.
There is a Sprinter van that has these huge, huge, I would say 42-inch screen for a car.
Right.
Built in right now on Auto Trader.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $98,000. Not something I would ever buy, but if I hated my family and had to drive places, this would be the place to go.
Isn't that what the American Pickers drive? Don't they drive a Sprinter?
They do. But imagine the back, not with a full of junk.
Right.
And two captain's chairs and a big bench seat in the back. And everybody's just watching television while you're moving along through life.
I'm imagining it full of taffy.
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 Taffy, no.
No, okay.
No, this piece of candy is really taking
don't
your
hide
attention.
It from me.
Yeah, I'm putting, no, that, putting that. I'm tucking it right where it goes.
Yeah, I know you Thank are. You. Oh, a musical interlude
Please.
With me.
Hey, this is Murray from Canada. He never got around to the hook. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And send the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you and you and you and you, Mike.
Thank you.
Murray from Canada. It surprised me because it being Ann Murray.
So you played a song on the show.
Yeah,
you
Snowbird.
Didn't get to the hook.
He was bothered that I didn't get to the hook.
He had to finish it.
Yeah. You know what? He's OCD, just like his old buddy Rob.
I like it.
How about a little appreciation?
Please. Hey, gang. It's Beth Clark from Stormstown, Pennsylvania.
Beth. Hi, Beth.
My husband Chris and I wanted to say thank you so much for the hours of entertainment that you gave us during our 10-day Colorado vacation that is just ending today, actually. And we wanted to specifically thank Mike for all of the good moose karma. No sooner did Mike finish telling his moose story than we spotted a beautiful bull moose just east of Cameron Pass in northern Colorado. It was a sight to behold. So thank you all very much for keeping us company on the road while we were out there enjoying all the beautiful sights and scenery. And keep up the good work. We really appreciate it. Bye.
Hi.
Moose land.
Moose karma sounds like a flavor of ice cream.
A bull moose, a male moose, I guess?
Yes, I suppose. And I don't know, would it be a mare, maybe?
I know Beth
Lady
Clark.
Moose.
Beth Clark, very, very sweet.
Really?
Very kind, yeah. 10-day vacation.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yeah, you know, maybe she ran into Maddie at the airport.
Why do we get mad when people go on vacation?
Don't know.
Weird.
Yeah, I would like to be in France eating cheese with, you know, my family.
Like, I'm not mad at Mike for being on vacation at all.
No.
Because if anything, things are less tense around here, right?
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. I'm like, hi, hope you're listening. But
you can bet he is.
There's a part of me that says, man, do people get mad at us when we go on vacation?
I don't know. Maybe it has to do with the scope of the vacation. Because, you know, I don't begrudge Maddie for taking a break from us. I imagine that it's probably.
I begrudge her. But I'm not mad. I'm not mad at Maddie for taking the vacation.
No, I'm mad at her for taking a month.
I. No, but see, this is the thing. I'm not mad at her even for the month.
Really?
Peek behind the Podcast Village and Mike O'Mara show curtain.
Yes.
When we hired Maddie, Maddie was straight, like, very upfront. I have this big vacation plan in the summer.
That's true.
And at that point, it was a lot of Peanuts talk, like.
If I were to say to you right now, I'm going on a trip, and I need you to pick me up at the airport on November 15th. Yes. Can you do that? And you'd say yes, because November 15th is a million miles away.
Not worried about November right now.
Exactly, right? But then it shows up, and yes. It sucks.
Yeah, well, we are because of the live show. But let me ask you this.
I do need you to pick me up.
Let me ask you this. When that vacation came, and it was a month.
Yeah,
you're like, man. We have all these duties that you're in charge of.
Right?
Duties!
And so she has to get...
We got Johnny and Dahlia trying to get him done.
Falling behind every day.
Oh, my God.
And there she is in the mayor's limo.
But I'm happy.
Driving around Ireland.
She can never say, I didn't tell you.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, but doesn't she know how important she is?
Well, we made her too important.
Did we?
Yeah. Never tell him.
Well, yeah, damn well... It. She's coming home to a job that doesn't exist anymore because she's fired.
No, how dare you? Move on, please. Right.
Beer, television, I love them both.
Hey, Mike, this is Dan from Scarborough, Maine, calling in. Two things to tell you. I got my Brewmate stuff in.
Nice.
Going to be all set to fire those bad boys up, see what I can see, how much I can drink out of those, and keeping them cold. And secondly, you assigned us the task to watch Bangers and Mash or whatever that English show is, when I first episode I watched, they went, oh, no wonder you like it. That hot chick there kind of looks like your wife. So I continued to watch it, and I continued to like it. So just like Kitty Bunk Boy there, I'm all in, and I really like the show because it reminds me of someone you know. Have a great day!
He's certainly upbeat, isn't he? Watching that British Cagney and Lacey, he called it Bangers and Mash.
By the way, confirmed, I will be in Kennebunk on August 10th.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes.
And do you need to pick someone to pick you up at the airport?
No. Don't need anything.
I just
want to say.
The compound can send somebody,
that,
I'm sure.
No, that guy hates me. That guy, no, not that guy. The guy that calls from Kennebunk
hates
me.
Oh, that guy,
me.
Yeah.
He does not want to be friends.
No, well, you know
but
what?
But I will be, so this is my trip. It goes to Boston.
So you're not going to Kennebunk to meet that listener? I thought that's why you were going there.
No. Boston Friday, next Friday.
To see your family.
My family. Still in Boston technically, but I will leave my family for a good chunk of the day on Saturday.
Okay.
Go to Kennebunk.
Right.
I don't even know why people call it that. Isn't it Kennebunkport?
Kennebunkport, yes.
But if you're from there, you call it Kennebunk?
Yeah, but you are so from away, you should probably say Kenneth Bunkport, yes. Maine.
I'm headed there for the chunk of the day.
Right.
Then I'm driving back to Boston, roughly an hour and a half. That close.
I didn't think it was that close.
Sunday baptism. I'm the godfather.
I got something to say.
Yes. And then on Sunday evening, drive to the Cape.
Be careful on Sunday because on the day of the baptism, the godfather cannot refuse a favor.
Willing to do a meetup on the week of, I would say, the 11th to the 19th in Cape Cod.
You don't want to do a meetup at the baptism?
Don't want to do a meeting at the baptism.
You could be sitting in the back room stroking a cat.
If you're interested, hit me up.
You can see a listener coming in and say, Godfather, I really want a Dick Queasy t-shirt. What do you have in a double XL on this, the day of my daughter's wedding? I guess it's the daughter's wedding, not a baptism.
Yeah, no. It's the same deal.
Okay.
You know, it's important.
You'll refuse no offers.
No offers.
No favors. Yes. Thank you. That's very nice. Opinions. We all have them.
Mike. Bob. Oscar. Tony. Maddie. Hello. This is Steve from Sacramento. I'm listening to the show right now. I just stopped to call you. It's 8:30 at night. On Wednesday, whatever.
Right.
And it's still 95 degrees in Sacramento. The heat is oppressive. This is one of the millions of reasons why you guys don't live here right now. But a couple of things. I love the fact that NASA has become the Wegmans of the federal government. I love that, Rob. Best part is, I don't even know what the freak Wegmans is. I live in Sacramento. But now I freaking hate Wegmans too. Also, lastly, Mike, Lodi is absolutely where we hide the bodies around here. Take care, guys. Love the show.
I appreciate the Wegmans hate. I love the blind following. I love the fact that you hate something that you will never see in your life.
Oh, my God.
It's looking like Robert will go back to work on August 8th.
August 8th?
We're hoping.
Oh, mm-hmm. What's the hope?
that everything falls into place.
What has he fallen into place?
Well, the cast has to come off.
Oh, okay. And that's, so, all right. So it should be fine.
Yeah, things are vague. You know, he said, I don't know, Dad. I said, you know, you still owe me money for those ear pods.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, but I'm not working.
Oh. I think you've made your own bed there.
Yeah. Well, I've,
you know.
Hey, I did not make that bed. This was a 3-person deal. I was really sort of on the outside looking in. But the way it was planned was this, is that we'll give you the money for your ear pods or AirPods. What AirPods, are they? AirPods. Yes. And he said, and then as you pay us back in installments, Dad can use that as his parking money when he goes to work.
Yes.
Which I added, so we can have the money to buy your ear pods. Mm. And he said, yeah, but I'm not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So what about him working and then buying them themselves?
Well, we were going on a long trip,
yeah.
And he made a decent case that he would like to have them to listen to music in the car. And you know what? That is a small price to pay than to have a 16-year-old bitching for the ride.
What about air, like regular headphones?
You know what? I feel like the guy in the movie. I don't know. I was not involved in the negotiation. Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
Cheer up.
Thank you.
Oscar, there's been several comments about some weight gain, and I wanted to let you know I had some experience with this personally. I want to say, it's not your fault. Hey, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not. Okay, it's probably your fault.
can you play that back? Did his smoke alarm go off?
I don't know. We'll play it back. Yeah. But did that cheer you up, make you feel better?
No, Oscar, I'm actually more concerned with the safety.
Several comments about some weight gain.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let you know I had some experience with this personally.
Here it comes.
I want to say it's not your fault. Hey. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
That's a low battery on
you know,
a smoke
detector.
You
know what? And that is, I believe it was Dr. Drew who said that if someone has a chirping smoke detector, do not trust them because they do not even have the responsibility in their programming to change a 9-volt battery. Don't trust a guy that won't change his smoke detector and don't date a guy with bad teeth.
Be careful.
Yes.
Please.
Don't, if you're tired, don't smoke.
Change that battery.
Take it out of your Mattel football game.
It really
game.
Does take. If the guy has a valid point.
Yes.
I can't help but think for his safety. How long has that been chirping? And how many people has he talked to? And they're silently judging him. Silently.
He's not talking to a lot of people. I promise you that.
He could be talking to work or colleagues or family.
He doesn't have a job.
A little chirp in the background. Oh, no.
All right. We're back after this. We got more yaks.
Yes, yes.
We got to pay attention to our
Yak Attack
listenership after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's Angie Goff with a brand new episode of the Oh My Goff Show out. We're going Goff to Goff with tennis phenom Coco Gauff. Plus, we know a picture is worth a thousand words. We're going to show you how it can be worth even more. Say cheese, Mike. And don't forget to subscribe to the Oh My Goff Show on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
Oh, good stuff from Angie right there. New show tomorrow. Oscar, I'm wearing them right now.
What are you wearing?
I have mermaids in my pants.
Oh, you got those too?
Yes. MeUndies is here to change your underwear.
A lot of mermaids.
Not literally. Yes. Big, thick mermaids. Huge. It's not their fault that they're fat. It's not their fault.
Not your fault.
They don't want to actually change your underwear. They want to change the way you think about underwear.
Yes, yes.
They believe underwear should be soft. Every booty should fit like it was made for every booty. And fun patterns that give you the freedom to express yourself, like pineapples and mermaids and all things good like that. MeUndies also believes that every woman should have the freedom to wear whatever cut they want, in whatever color they want, and whatever size they want. So ladies, rejoice. The Feel Free collection is here. 5 new silhouettes for every body type with an ultra-soft, feather-like waistband that provides zero restriction. These undies will be the best thing that has ever been on your body, offered in sizes from extra small to 4XL. Something for everybody. And they don't just have undies, people. MeUndies also has super soft and comfy onesies and loungewear that's perfect for lounging.
Nice.
Why they call it loungewear, Oscar. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping, plus a 100% satisfaction guarantee. All I know is this. I love the way they feel in my pants.
Woo!
To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. We appreciate it.
Can I front sell this real quick?
Yes, please.
This next portion of the Yak Shack is brought to you by Hortstock 2019.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Sold out on Friday, this Friday.
Right.
Saturday, still have some tickets.
A few, a handful.
We'd like to sell those. Mm. If you love Yacht Rock, come on out. If you love just great music and some drinks, Jam and Java this Saturday
great
night.
Great venue in Vienna.
Check it out. Ponytails and Cocktails, Doogie B's Yacht Rock Experience. We'll be there. Drinking heavily, enjoying the music, and then Saturday we're at Fairwinds Brewing Company as we will debut with the Sullen Gallery, another painting, which I don't know what it's about. If you want to see me humiliated another time, why not? We'll see where this goes on tour.
Hey, it might be a celebration of you.
Or a celebration, that's right.
It's not your fault, Oscar.
The last 2 years was a celebration.
Not your fault.
Let's say, if you want to see the big owner's family celebrated Saturday, Fairwinds, come on out. We also have some trading cards we put together.
So what you do is you change your smoke detector battery and then head on out there.
Make your trek.
We hope to see you there.
Thank you for the shameless plug.
Oh, my pleasure. Was that a plug?
Oh, it was a plug.
I thought it was content.
Oh, it's content.
All right, back to the Yak Shack.
Yes.
As you know, you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. Leave us a message. Like, you can even just tell us a joke.
Hey, guys. This is Trisha from Sacramento.
Hi, Trisha.
And I got a joke for you. what do you call a fat psychic?
I'm going to pause it. What do you call a fat psychic? Any idea?
I don't know, but is it going to be inappropriate is the question.
Maybe.
All right,
let's
find out.
Let's move ahead. Oh, do you have a guess? You raised your hand.
No.
What were you doing with your hand?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? Question. If you're just joining us, maybe you just got off an airplane. Mike McIntosh is here. That's the amazing vacuum you feel in the room.
We call him the derailleur.
The derailleur, yes. Fired by Amtrak 2 times last year. The derailleur. What do you call a fat psychic?
A 4-chin teller. Have a great day. Love you guys. Bye.
You know what?
Pretty funny.
Thumbs up. I like
really
that. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one just says dollars.
Good morning and happy yakety sex for the Yak Shack. I was watching your little episode today on the YouTubes, and I'll tell you what, Rob is such a marketing machine for his fruitcakes. Why don't you utilize that for his record collection? Once a week, send a brown paper envelope to whoever wants to donate to the show. Yeah, Oscar, I know you're going to like the money in it.
Money.
A random album from his collection. You know, I don't have Yakety Sex. You'd be hearing in the background right now if I had it. But, hey. I bet I would if I'd spend $15 a month. Not bad money for the show, right? Just an idea.
He's commenting on the song Yakety Sax by Boots Randolph. I have that up.
Oh, you have that?
Of course.
Oh, damn.
But what he's talking about is something that we actually sort of cut him off at the knees with the operation that we announced yesterday that we're kicking off on Monday.
You could always change it is what he's saying.
But at least to start, remember how it starts. Everybody, first of all, here's the most important thing.
Not enough people are into Rob's music, sir. It's got to be mass appeal for us to build a system in place where you would donate to the show and then get records you don't want.
But the free promotion that's starting to kick it off,
yes.
And the best part about this is everybody email Pony. Pony at MikeOMaraShow.com and say why you would like one of my records, and we will give them out.
I thought it was two 45s and one LP.
That's exactly what it is. It's a gift pack. But you know what? They may vary. If it's a great LP, maybe no 40. It's everything.
You're going to weigh them.
Yeah, they will have intrinsic value. So get those into Pony. And even if you don't want records, just email Pony.
Yeah.
He loves lots of emails. Go for it.
Do it.
Do it.
Have
do it.
At it.
As Johnny would say, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Do it, do it, do it.
Handmaid's Tale. Hot soup.
Hello, guys. It's Alicia in Ellicott City. In all the TV talking that you're doing, I haven't heard you talk about the newest season of The Handmaid's Tale. Don't you know they give away Aunt Lydia's backstory? And there's some really weird, gross stuff happening in Washington, D.C. Anyway, are you watching? Just want to know. Bye.
I've not watched it this season.
You know who's in that episode of The Handmaid's Tale?
The D.C. one?
Yes.
Tell me.
It's Angie Goff from Oh My Goff.
Isn't she the one that stands, she's actually in front of, I think, is it the Jefferson Memorial? And she screams, hot soup!
I don't think so, but no. she is, if you look carefully, in that episode.
I remember she actually came in dressed up as a handmaid for her show, the Angie Oh My Goff show.
My wife enjoys The Handmaid's Tale. I have not watched enough to really, I guess, understand what's going on in that show.
I watched the whole first season, and I just don't find it funny.
Well, it's not. I know it's not a fun. It's a drama, right?
What?
Try harder.
It's not a comedy.
Where's the jokes, Pony?
I don't know.
I think it's a brave thing that they do it without a laugh track.
Yeah, but do you like it?
Yeah.
Be serious. Do you even know anything about it?
Yeah, I watched the entire first season and some of the second.
What made you fall off?
Mainly one of the things is I hate Hulu. I don't like to navigate Hulu. It's miserable. The show is so dark that it is unpleasant at times. And also, I feel that if they stopped at the end of the first season, they had a wonderful, whatever, 8 or 12 episodes or whatever it was, a self-contained story that they told. I don't think they needed to go much further. But, of course, there's no money in stopping to tell the story. So they might get in too much juice
stop
out
on
of
a high note.
No.
We were stopped years ago.
God knows we know that.
Mac, do you watch it?
No.
No,
I do
right?
Not.
Anybody else in the room? Pony?
Yeah, I watch it. It's an excellent series. I need to get caught up. I watched most of the second season. It's important to be aware of the sorts of things that can happen when you have bad people in government who take who just treat people badly. I mean, that's the whole idea of the story. Is
somebody
to
send that that quote to Entertainment Weekly?
You all excited that you watched the debate last night?
Oh my God,
Skippy,
that was awful.
My
was
favorite
it terrible.
It was.
I'm
S
so
show.
Out of the loop. Damn.
My favorite character in The Handmaid's Tale is the young lady of Pony.
Who won, Pony?
Well, she's great.
Who won the debate?
I don't think anybody won.
No?
Everybody lost.
Really?
Yeah, it was an S show. Oh. They were all just like attacking Biden for the whole entire...
Maybe Biden won then.
Biden did not win, and I'll explain why during the audio vault.
Okay. Nobody won.
Moving on.
He's not really, how shall I say, technology challenged?
Oh, no.
Not great. All right. We love our interns, yes?
Yes, they're great.
So do our listeners love our interns, too.
Hey, boys. Joe from Richmond. I just want to say that Dahlia is awesome. She's hilarious. She's probably my favorite intern. She is just, her delivery and her stories are amazing. And she needs her own show on the Moore Network. That's all. Love you guys. Bye.
How does that make you feel, Johnny?
Proud of my friend Dahlia. I'm texting her right now that someone gave her a shout out.
Oh, look at you, Johnny.
That's nice. Don't attach any
Dahlia
pictures to that.
Dahlia is a fantastic intern.
Wonderful.
She is talented. She knows how to tell a story. I think that she'll be a rising star. And we'll probably be talking about her one day the way we talk about some of the former Mike O'Mara Show interns that have eclipsed our careers.
Yes, of course.
One thing she is not great at times is attention to detail.
I didn't realize this would go here.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
We're working on a list, as you all, most people know, we're working on a pretty prominent and developing and producing the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library podcast. Thank you. And she was tasked with just some busy work, some preliminary work, right?
Right.
And it's a more social base to get some social
handles
for some of the guests they're bringing on.
Get a little traction going.
So this is why you come here. We teach you what it means to be detail-oriented.
Exactly.
At most, and Johnny, you know this. You've learned a lot this summer about that.
Definitely, yeah.
Correct, right?
Yes.
Sorry to wake you.
Dahlia did a great job.
Yeah.
But there was one glaring option within this, what would say, Google Sheet, Excel sheet.
Okay, yeah.
Where she said that Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't have a social presence.
Wait a second. Do you mean perhaps the Mr. Champion of the World / famous bodybuilder / biggest movie star of the 1980s / governor of California? That one?
So I'm going through the list. And I was like, all right.
Did you check the Instagram? I'm on it.
Learning lesson. Because the whole point of this is to teach people what it means and how important things can be.
Precisely.
And I really haven't, I just noticed this, I would say on Sunday. I will talk to her this week about it.
Mm.
But it was funny because Dahlia has been bulletproof.
She has
bullet
been.
When someone's bulletproof, you don't expect these glaring omissions.
No, when you speak to her, mention to her that the Kardashians also are on Instagram now. I think that just started.
So it felt like, I don't have the context to say when your favorite son or favorite daughter disappoints.
Yes.
But when you sat there, you're like, oh my God, then this is high praise for Dahlia. She is human.
Yes, of
right?
course. Mm-hmm.
At 19, the idea that I thought she was bulletproof.
Yes.
It's a learning lesson for us, but also for her to say, it's not always going to be perfect.
I heard she was in a car wreck and the car flipped over. I got to get on the Instagram
the
about it.
All to say
I know.
Does not have a social friend.
All right. It's funny. You know, we really do have an, I would call our lineup of people that work at podcasts, we've got a murderer's row. I mean, we've got great people here.
They're great.
But everyone has.
We all have flaws. I have my own flaws.
I wasn't going to call it a flaw.
Yes.
I was just going to say.
Blind spots.
Maybe not a blind spot.
Okay.
Just our own peculiarities.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess.
Well, I think that's what makes it so dynamic.
Maybe she doesn't care for action adventure movies.
Again, maybe she's more of a, like, a rom-com type of girl.
Yeah, because Arnold hasn't made a lot of those.
No, not at all. Jingle All the Way, maybe.
Maybe. Hey, Dahlia, do you like movies about cops that go undercover to teach kindergarten? I got one for you.
My gut would be she's so young, she doesn't know who that is.
Yeah, but he's...
Johnny, do you know?
I know Kindergarten Cop.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
This is what happens. We're old.
Yeah,
They're young.
Yeah, they are young.
Look, in this list that's given to us by our client.
Right.
And these are heavy hitters. These are going to be celebrities, ex-presidents. It's going to be...
Future presidents.
It's pretty impressive. But to not correlate that Arnold Schwarzenegger, and maybe he's not as popular as we think he... I think he's an icon.
Oh, I he's huge. This is a blind spot that needs to be corrected. If she doesn't know, say, the Marx Brothers or Bobby Vinton, something from the 1950s, then that's okay.
Yes.
Because there's no reason to know that.
Yes.
But Arnold is... And he's a politician. He was the governor of California.
She's a poli-sci major.
Yeah, she should know this.
But it was that feeling of... Okay, Julia is your number one stunner, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and
I think so. I'm not sure exactly what you meant by that, but she is my daughter. I'm very fond of her.
Your first draft pick.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
And you probably are not disappointed by her at any time.
No, I'm not.
Right?
She's a pretty amazing kid.
For Dahlia, who is not my child,
right.
But I am so excited. Johnny disappoints all the time, right? So I'm just used to Johnny. That's par for the course.
That's right.
He's got a lot of bumps.
That's why we have the game that's called Johnny No. Yeah.
But Johnny's learning. He's not fully formed. I thought that Dahlia was fully formed. And outside of picking the wrong place to live, when I saw that glaring omission, I was like, oh, she is human.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. And you learn it because, you know, we work side by side with these interns and we respect them and they bring so much to the show. The dagger to my heart, and I get it about once a week, is I'll mention something that happened in the past regarding this show or our careers, and they go, oh, okay, I wasn't born yet. And it's heartbreaking. So let's have a little high.
Johnny, I love you, by the way.
I do, too. I do,
love you guys, too.
Well,
we're very close. High energy.
Hi, Oscar. This is James from Springfield. I'd just like to let you know that Vicks Vapor Rub is just spicy Vaseline. Thank you.
Vicks Vapor Rub is just spicy Vaseline.
Is it?
Well, I mean, not really, but that's not your
brand. Isn't there menthol?
Yeah, menthol.
Right? It's got to be menthol.
So, but what your brand was Menti-Sun? Yeah, and that is...
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Similar?
I would say that's your upgrade.
A step up?
Menti-Sun probably has properties from the old country that...
Like black magic?
Are not legal anymore.
Witchcraft.
Yak oil.
From the coca leaf.
Yeah. A coca leaf involved. Probably couldn't pass a drug test after your mom puts it on your chest. The Vicks Vapor Rub does work, but I feel, and maybe this is just a throwback to when I was a child, when my mom throws that Menti-Sun on me, not as of late, and since I've been in my mid-30s, thank God.
Thank you.
Which is gross as looking back at it.
Yeah.
I go home, and when I'm sick and I see an extra little tin of Menti-Sun, oh, that's like a collector's item. Right in my satchel.
You love it?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it makes you feel great.
When we come back, Oscar, we will have some love for you.
Love?
Love.
I thought we already had love.
Oh, we got more love.
More love.
And we're going to counterbalance it with not love. Yeah, just like the guy.
I know how this works.
And do the right thing.
I know.
Love and hate. That's nice.
Love
and
hate.
And since Mike is not here, we're playing Snow.
Woo!
Informa! We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spiewak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
With all this intern talk, also shout out to Allison, who composed the music for that promo.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a really great batch
Allison's
this summer.
Allison's tired. I can't talk about her anymore.
Well.
She's doing great.
Does she know about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, no. Allison's a 10 out of 10.
We've been
Hi,
lucky.
Johnny.
We've been very lucky with all the interns.
You know, I wrote that promo, by the way.
You did?
Do you crave attention?
Almost every day, yes.
Everybody look at Johnny. That's enough. We've been very lucky with the interns we've hired, but hiring can be challenging,
yes.
Oscar. But there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. It's the place where growing businesses connect with qualified candidates. It's called ZipRecruiter.com.
Woo!
We love them. They've been with us for a long time, and we support them wholeheartedly. ZipRecruiter sends your job over to over 100 of the web's. Let me try that one more time. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. As the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. They're doing the job for you. They take the trickiness out of hiring. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers, that's 80%, who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's great. So right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. So do that. ZipRecruiter, love it.
Do that.
Our intern's just coming off the street, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's,
no. ZipRecruiter works 100%.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you, we've done that here. We've done that. I think when they first came out, we were like, let's figure this out, how we're going to use them. And they do their job, that's for sure.
I love it. So do ZipRecruiter. And also, let's get back. Oscar, it's just love. It's love, baby.
Hi,
love.
Guys. This is Olivia from Maine again. This time, I'm not calling to complain about one of the little hillbilly towns. All right. I love you guys.
Oh, Kenny Bunk.
And oh, one more thing. Oscar, saying you hate your voice, you have one of the sexiest radio voices I've ever heard.
See?
For real. I really like it. All right, that's it. I'm going to quit. See ya.
What's her name?
Her name was Olivia.
Olivia.
Yeah, she's up in that, she's in Maine. Maybe she can come to your meet and greet at the Cape.
How are you doing?
Ew.
Nothing.
Oh. That was good. That was good.
You like that?
You really?
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Danielle would just quit her internship. So it didn't go that well. Sorry to hear that. But we balanced the love with the hate.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's do this.
So, yeah, I've been drinking, but...
Okay, good start. It's a good start. Let's start that one more time.
So, yeah, I've been drinking, but that's neither here nor there. I had the occasion this week to look at the YouTube presentation of the show. I hadn't done it in a while. And I saw Oscar. Man, dude, you've gained a ton of weight. I mean,
no.
Or maybe did you get stung by a bee? I mean, your cheeks are like overtaking your face. I mean, how do you see?
Oh, brutal. Brutal.
I mean, I thought maybe it was like a combination of like George Lopez and maybe Jiminy Glick was like sitting in for the week. Or something. I don't understand. As Gene Hackman once said, I don't understand. I mean, you always talk about keeping it tight. Dude, what's going on? You're not keeping it tight. I'll hang up and take my answer off the air. Dude, I don't understand.
Sir,
I believe he cares.
No, I appreciate that.
Comes from a good place.
So I had an eye injury. Hopefully that's the week you're talking about, a couple weeks ago.
I remember.
And my right cheek or right slash left. It was puffy.
It was. It you was had to cover bruising with makeup.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So that could have been it. But outside of that, definitely gained some weight. Talked about it multiple times.
But no bee sting.
Working on it. No bee sting.
No Jiminy Glick.
No.
What's happened to your
no
face, boy?
No sty in my eye. No fight.
Okay.
Fight with complex carbs.
Yeah, but Shannon, not a person of interest?
No, not at all. She's actually trying to fight the complex carbs.
Are you ready for my favorite superhero?
Yes.
It's a call from the Dirk Knight.
Please.
Hi, it's Dirk from Spokane. Just wondering, whatever happened to Guiltiest Pleasures?
Ah!
Never heard anything about that. Oh, hi, Carla. And by the way, I'm interested in the Dick Queasy T-shirt.
Okay, Guilty Pleasures.
Lots of self-centered needs.
Was a Maddie Masiello production.
Yes,
she had another Maddie that she did it with from school. That Maddie moved to New York City. Mm-hmm. The show died.
Will you say it's dead or is it dormant?
No, it's dead.
Okay, that's
you
sad.
You would have had to have had a show to actually have a dormant show.
So it never lived.
No.
Okay.
No. This is what happens, people. People come to our in our orbit and they say, I want to do a show.
Right.
And it's 50-50 when this happens. We will either listen and foster the growth of the show,
mm-hmm.
And they will do programs and they will try them out, and then either they will sink or swim. They get to air or not.
Right.
Or they will actually just continue doing the show, annoy us enough for us to put it on the air.
You can wear
and
us
then
down.
It goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened with Masiello is not really her fault. Her co-host left, and she got three practice shows in, and then that was it.
For what it's worth, it was a fine show. It was a great idea.
Yes.
And I think that had the other Maddie stayed in town, we would have had something.
Now, other shows have died on the network because one host was going to move to Florida or wouldn't drive across the Key Bridge.
Wow.
Tech 411 could have been on the air still.
But the thing about Tech 411, since the content is so evergreen, you can always listen to older episodes and it's fine.
Learn about Siri.
Yeah, we'll go back and say it's called Google Glass,
it's
folks.
It's out there.
You're going to love it. Ah, needy, needy people.
Mike. Rob.
Yep.
Oscar.
Yes.
I'm peeing in a urinal at a ramen house. There's an echo because I'm in the bathroom.
This guy's hammered.
I bought a ticket to the first live show.
Good.
And now my wife wants to go. And I'm wondering if I buy a ticket to the second live show, if I could get her into the first live show.
Oh, man. Then
I kind of need this. If you don't do it, I'll still be a fan. I'm the guy that made the joke about Kathy lowering you into the boat after you had your hip surgery. And my joke was, hey, Kathy, lower my body. Love you. I've emailed you. Let me know.
Yes,
love
yes.
You.
I'm also urinating right now.
Oh, God. That's gross.
You see, you're not making a case there.
Bye.
Sir, your ticket quotient just went up by two. So you buy four tickets to the Sunday show.
Right.
Four tickets.
It's a Saturday show.
Then I could squeeze you, Saturday show. And then I could squeeze you in as my plus one.
Aha!
Which would be your wife on Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are they allowed to sit together?
I can't guarantee that.
No guarantees in life.
Guarantee
There's no
that.
Guarantees in life.
Yeah, but if you're my plus one, I imagine she'll get there.
Hey, you know what? Maybe if he bought... Early. If you were to buy eight tickets.
No. We want people to be there. But I also do want to sell out. Four.
Four is good. Five.
Four to one.
Five is
that's
nice.
My only plus one. That's all I got, people.
You know what? If he bought five, he could bring friends. Of which he has many.
For Saturday.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. So that worked out. Spatial. This call is very spatial.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie. Great to see you all. I say see you all because I'm watching you on YouTube now. It's rest time for my kids. They're upstairs. I'm pretending like I don't hear them talking and screaming to each other.
I've done that.
While I'm in the basement watching the show. This is Nate from Richmond. And I have a question for you because I don't understand the orientation in the studio between Rob and Oscar.
Okay.
When I watch when Mike is on the big picture, it looks like Oscar is to Rob's right, but then when Rob is on the big screen, I feel like he's looking to his left, and then the picture is mirrored sometimes. Rob is like, he's got his right hand out on the little screen, and on the big screen, he's got his left hand out. I don't understand. Please help.
Please help.
Is he, so if...
I think he's a concern that one of our shots might have a mirror image going on.
One, maybe he's talking about the picture-in-picture on Mike's.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Which one is it?
I believe... No, but no, I'm saying that that is the image that is mirrored, I believe.
Yeah, but he shouldn't worry about that image. That's Mike's. That's what Mike gets to see.
What he should worry about is this, is that anytime I turn my head, it's always, always, always to look away from Oscar.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I don't want to see him.
No,
in
no.
my head, Oscar's not even here.
No.
That's how I like to pretend. And so that's what's going on.
The weight gain has really caused some problems between Rob and I. He used to be into me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm not.
Well, like, I've also gained some weight. And the problem is that now we are physically closer because we're bigger. I hold in my hand.
Yes.
The last yak.
The last yak.
And I love this because this is a continuation from last week's yak. Do you remember the guy in Disney?
Yes.
He's still in Disney.
TMOS, Dan Cortez from Salt Lake City here. Yep. I am on location at Disneyland. It is day 5 of me being here. Mm. And to quote Rob Spiewak, I need a bibbidi bobbidi bazooka to shoot myself with. It is 101 degrees. But there is a silver lining.
Yes.
In my hand is a frosty Stella Artois.
Nice.
Cheers to you guys, the big three, and Pony, all the interns. Thanks for what you do. And I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Aww,
my takeaway from that is bibbidi bobbidi bazooka. Listen to that all damn day. All right. Thank you for your yaks.
Woo!
Fill up our Yak Shack again. The number 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Call us anytime, any day.
Let's make this weekend a big weekend for the Yak Shack.
Yes. Call and tell us how you're beating the heat.
Or just enjoying your weekend, getting hammered. Have fun.
Maybe that's how they're
beating the heat. No urinal calls anymore, please.
Yeah, that made me feel dirty.
Constructive criticism is welcome.
Here's my constructive criticism. Don't call from the urinal.
You want to bitch about something that doesn't have to do with the show? I would love to hear.
Yeah, what's your beef?
Yeah.
Call us up. But we're back after this. You have Oscarazzi.
I do.
That's a delight, and we'll hear it after this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Your once in a year chance. Once in a year? You mean once a year? Once a year, dipshit. Your once-a-year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right. He signs them. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They even taste better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and an exclusive new collectible. And more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Put it in my mouth.
What?
Oh. What? That was a dark turn.
It ended weird, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, not dark, but weird.
Weird, yeah. Just it was unexpected.
Weird.
So as we wound up the Yak Shack, we found out that that guy's going to buy four tickets.
Four.
For the Saturday show in Las Vegas.
Saturday. That means not this Saturday.
No.
Saturday, September.
November.
Damn it. November 15th.
16th.
Damn it. 16th.
But other than that, you got all the details.
Got a lot going on.
I understand.
Jesus Christ.
There's only a handful of tickets left, quite seriously, and you don't want to miss out. We have something special planned for the Saturday night show that we have never done before.
Let me give you a ticket.
We have
count.
Never done
like,
it. So
like
this is
Mike
something. Got to show me, Oscar. What's going on? Listen. Hey, listen. How many tickets are left? Listen.
Ah, 22.
That's not many.
Yes.
And actually, it's 18 because that guy's going to buy four to get his
broad
in.
Don't guarantee that. People love telling stories when they're urinals.
That's
that was a long pee. I'm just saying.
Pure urinal talk. Talking trash. All right. It's Saturday, November 16th, a special show unlike anything we've ever done and totally different from the Friday night
Woot.
Show. So if you have tickets for Friday and you don't have Saturday tickets, you're doing a disservice to yourself. Buy your tickets. And remember, a sellout will bring back the Dick Queasy t-shirt. How about that? The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is brought to you by Zappos. Buy your tickets and walk tall. Thank you, Zappos. Ooh. We will see you in Las Vegas. And now, hot off the wire, all the e-news you need. Here is Oscar with Oscarazzi.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
How many people in this room think Kanye West is a genius?
You know what? I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Because I think he is a flawed genius, but I think that anyone who has been in front of the media and commanded the attention for as long as he has and consistently as he has, he's got something going on. He
Johnny,
knows what he's doing.
What say you?
What say I?
Yes.
Kanye is a little mentally unstable right now, and I hope he gets the help he needs.
Oh, look at that. Sweet.
But musically, he was really great in the past. Now I don't really F with him anymore.
You see, oh, I don't...
He doesn't F with him anymore.
I didn't bring into the fact as a musician. I just mean overall as a celebrity,
okay,
or a performer or an influencer or however he wants to position himself. He's not been out of the public eye for years and years and years, and that takes some sort of being on the ball.
Mac?
I think he's a bumbling idiot.
All right. What about you? What's a pony boy?
You know, I think he, musically, he is extremely talented, but he has, a lot of flaws. And partly, I understand and I feel bad for him after what happened to his mom. But at the same time, he turns around and does these really bizarre things like going to the White House and hanging out with Trump.
Okay.
And just weird stuff.
Got it. But let's say, musically, if you're going to silo that, the man's his body work speaks for himself.
Sure.
And if you look at his marketing efforts and his with the Yeezys and these sneakers and this entire fashion line, the business that $1 billion business now with Adidas is pretty phenomenal how to pull that off.
I am such a big fan that I say Kanye.
Do you think he could be the next Howard Hughes?
Peeing in jars?
No. He believes that he will be the biggest real estate developer of all time, Howard Hughes was for aircraft, and Henry Ford was to cars. He says, we're going to build cities, and how are you going to build them?
How?
Kanye West has conquered the world of music, of course, as we just mentioned, and the world of fashion, but architecture is his next step. According to the story, Kanye has been talking about plans of a new low-income housing inspired by domed houses on Luke Skywalker's home planet of Tatooine in Star Wars.
Oh, and Beru. Uncle Owen, look, Kanye West has built us a new hut.
Until about yesterday, we just heard about it, but some photos of his first prototypes he's building just hit the internet. Nothing like eccentric billionaire / millionaire building prototypes of Tatooine homes in their yard.
Break the internet, he will.
Yes. Each of the domes is about 50 feet tall,
yes,
and they plan to be prefabricated, and they're cheap to build as well. It's unclear if they'll be set up inside and how many people will be expected in the house. What I thought was interesting about this story is a couple of things. These homes look like the FEMA relief homes.
Yeah.
With a little more styling that they had on Fire Island.
Oh, God, so, no. Cheese sandwiches.
It's hard to forget that documentary and that failed music festival.
Yeah.
We'll talk about another one in just a bit. Without thinking that.
Yeah, me. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
So, and everybody's been to a wedding where you have like a shady catering company bring stuff in. They look better than that. It looks like you're glamping with Kanye's domes. But it still looks like these FEMA relief homes.
And I don't like that he's positioning it as based on the huts of Tatooine.
Yeah. Tough sell.
Yeah, it is. And again, rest in peace, Uncle Owen and Aunt
Peru. He's proven most people wrong, but we'll see.
They weren't killed by sand people. We are made to think they did.
They're all over the web. You can check it out. Speaking of failed festivals, Woodstock 50 has finally been put out of its misery.
Oh, no!
As we've been talking about here on the show, it took a few months longer than it should have, but Woodstock 50 has officially been canceled.
No!
Co-founder Michael Lang said, we are saddened that a series of unforeseen setbacks has made it impossible to put the festival on we imagined with a great lineup that they booked and social engagement.
How are any of the things unforeseen? It has been nothing but a failure from when they announced it.
Like to encourage, this is beautiful, this he says, I'd like to encourage artists and agents who have all been fully paid.
Oh no! Oh no!
This is how it works, people. To donate 10% of their fees to the Get Out the Vote nonprofit Headcount or causes of their choice in spirit of peace.
Lead singer of the Love and Spoonful, John Sebastian, said, ha ha ha, no, no.
We would like to thank the artists, fans, and partners who stood by the event in the face of adversity. My thoughts turn to Bethel and its celebration of 50th anniversary to reinforce the values of compassion, human dignity, and beauty of our differences embraced in Woodstock. The festival was supposed to happen in just 2 weeks, and as there were still significant issues with the venue, and slate of performers, VIP ticketing, and the free, quote-unquote, general admission, RollingStone.com has more. Now,
so
listen,
you can check out those details if you want, but really what this means is that now Merriweather Post Pavilion has 3 open days if you want to rent it for a birthday party.
Well, what's fascinating is this prepayment to artists isn't something new.
No.
Like, it has to happen.
Well, I think
in the wake of the Fire Festival.
And I feel that had they not done it, no one would sign up to play it because it was never even 100% set in stone.
And
right.
It's a new festival, so there's always issues with
that's
that.
Right. Sad.
Also, did they pay the Meriwether before? Because when they shifted that 2 weeks ago, the lineup was still intact.
Well, they started dropping. I think that probably they probably rethought their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if they did ink something with Meriwether, it wasn't set in stone where they had to prepay.
It's like you get this concessions. Congratulations.
That would be that. Because you know what? Again, they made it. They made it so there was going to be a free thing.
Sir Paul McCartney, who doesn't have to worry about free,
no,
has to be reminded how to play Beatles tunes he wrote. Now, I don't know how people perform at this high level.
Yes.
But I imagine if your discography is how many?
Oh, they did with the Beatles, he did 13 albums if you go with the British releases. Okay. He's done about that many solo albums at least.
How many does he play Beatles songs in a concert?
Beatles songs? Well, roughly. The last time I saw him, he played for nearly 3 hours, and I'd say it was probably 2/3 Beatles songs.
Okay, 2/3.
Yeah.
Do you think he should know all the songs and the lyrics?
Well, here's the thing. I watched a clip of Paul doing it was about 8 or 9 years ago, doing a pop-up concert in a record store that was made to look totally informal and spontaneous. Except, even in that gig, he still has a teleprompter with his lyrics on.
Got it.
So I think, I'm sure there are Beatles songs that he doesn't need, that, like Yesterday. I'm sure he does pretty well. But if there's something that's got a lot of words in it or something that he doesn't, he's written so many songs.
We have to remind Mike that the show is in November. Like,
right.
The guy's got enough on his plate.
Sure.
Imagine Sir Paul has a lot going on. He admits that he has to be reminded how to play tunes he wrote during the Fab 4 days. He says he sometimes needs bandmates to put him right in rehearsal and even listen to old recordings to jog his memory.
I bet one thing he never forgets to do, though, is cash those checks.
Some of the group's early hits were at least 55 years ago. This is good context.
Yeah.
And Sir Paul has worked on more than 1,000 tunes that he's been released. Wow. He admits he has to relearn everything. I've written an awful lot. He can retain some, but not all. And he has to go in with rehearsal. Oh, yeah. That's how it goes. Asked if you believe the works are still pretty good. He laughed. He goes, I really do. He loves them.
I know this. I'm not going to play in Columbia, Maryland.
Is this?
Cancel it.
Is this story meant to humanize him?
I don't know.
It seems so. Because it highlights how much work he's done.
I've got an issue.
But then it makes him like the everyman.
I've got an issue with Paul right now in that his album.
Oh, to pick?
A little bit.
Okay.
Earlier this year, are we keeping you up there, Johnny? Stifle those yawns, please. They're a little
distracting. He's yawning?
Huge yawn.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, Johnny. I covered my mouth.
Yeah, no, cover your mouth with a stick.
Oh, my God.
So,
Johnny! Johnny, no.
That's a Johnny no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are. So,
what was that?
All right, I'll say
cut the line to the control room.
Earlier this year, Paul had an LP come out called Egypt Station.
Yes.
And the more I listened to it, the more I loved it. It's really great. However, he did so much press for it. And you have to know, he's been doing press for records now for over 50 years. He's running out of stuff to talk about. Mm. And that's when he started releasing the stories that he and John and other kids, there was some Randy sex stories he told that just sounded like he needs to be in the forefront, and I think he's not letting his music speak for himself, and I think this is another instance of this. This is a humanizing story to get him in the... And what can I say? It worked for us. We're talking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's still talented enough that his music speaks
it
for itself.
He doesn't have to do this.
I don't think he does.
Okay. Johnny, 2x2.
I'm going to go with 4.
That took forever. Stay on your toes, son.
You know what? He can make time stop. Remember how I said I loved you? We're going to talk.
I'm going to say 4.
Let's rephrase it. Let's say I have 2 joints, and you have 2 joints, and we combine them. How many joints is that?
4.
See? Word problems. All right. We got an audio vault coming up. We're back after this.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake makes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Broadcast terrestrial home ship of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mm-hmm.
KCJJ. Mm-hmm. I love KCJJ. They show that they run this show every day, but there's one thing they don't play on KCJJ.
Yes.
That's the bonus show.
Bonus.
If you want the bonus show, you got to go to our website and subscribe, and it's worth it. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Pony via text today. The bonus show next week is going to be one of my favorite things that we do about once a year, and I guarantee it will make you laugh. It'll make your skin crawl.
Bonus.
So today would be a great day to subscribe to that sixth episode of content.
Bonus.
And also know this, when you subscribe to the bonus show, you are absolutely supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. And if you can do that, we would certainly appreciate it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and follow the prompts. This is like a highly produced FM radio promo that we're doing live.
Bonus.
Love it. Remember, it's your passport.
Passport.
To the assport. Copyright TMOS 2019. So please buy the TMOS bonus show. Support us by enjoying us more.
Yes,
we appreciate
it.
And now, let's open up this audio vault for the first day of August 2019. I guess we're supposed to say rabbit.
Rabbit.
This is the first day. All right, very good. Let's start with this. I like marking this date every year because to me, it is a big part of my childhood and I think a big part of everyone's childhood and a reminder of something that was once great. Where were you on this day in 1981?
Bolivia.
Yes. Were you watching this channel?
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Great song.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Today, MTV debuted. And remember, they actually, the M stands for music. They used to play music.
MTV is just a cable programming network now.
That's
for
all.
Shows, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean,
Top Hat's really annoying now for some reason.
I can't understand how a network called MTV, Music Television, can say Everybody Hates Chris is a cornerstone of their programming.
Were you watching television by then?
Oh, I was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't
have... You remember 10.
I didn't have cable, so I had to, if I wanted to watch MTV, I had to be at a friend's
house.
You
knew that MTV existed.
Absolutely. It was a big deal.
Damn.
If you watch the sign on, their big thing is it's Music Television in stereo.
Did you know that I didn't know people had cable till probably... I would say eight or nine.
I think at age 10, let's see. Yeah.
Because I went to someone's house. I said, what is that? They're like, it's a cable box. I'm like, and I was up, parents, like one of my parents' friends who lived on an army base.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys have cable in the army?
Big honking thing.
I didn't know what it was.
Sit on top.
We got like 67 channels.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come in here and watch it?
And I was like, Mom, it has 67 channels. And yes. A remote.
Yes, dear. Turn on channel 42.
That was so cheap.
I bet. We had early on when we were living in Vienna, HBO, and that was it.
Mm.
We'd have cable that would run into our television that would give us the networks.
And then years later, you were on HBO.
That's right. And by the time I was on it, it was no longer called Home Box Office.
Yeah.
They had changed the
name. So cool.
So 38 years ago, MTV started and was cool for a while. You're on stage. You're being a comedian.
Yes.
Worst thing probably is a heckler, right?
Oh, it depends on the comedian.
Well, it's really bad if the heckler jumps up on the stage and beats you up.
Oh,
check out this audio.
I do know who you are, so stop talking.
God.
That's right. That's Back to the 90s with Robin Joe. You can see it at the DC Improv.
Hope that guy enjoys jail.
It was a small club, like a coffee house club.
Yeah.
And he jumped on the stage and took him off the stage. It was crazy.
Salt, man.
Yeah. So make sure your material's funny. Joe Biden is his own worst enemy.
Oh, no.
This is the
Biden. Biden?
This is the takeaway.
Is that something people are saying, or just make that up?
It's starting now.
Okay.
Yeah. The key moment that I took away from the presidential debate last night, he wanted to say, if you want to help him out, text the word Joe to 3330. Text the word Joe to 3330, and that's how he's going to beef up his mailing list, right?
Mm.
This is what he said. A man who conceivably could be running our country.
Go to Joe30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
I give the man numbers and a code.
The fight might be dementia that he's fighting.
No, that's a bad teleprompter.
Well, no, it's not, because they're not allowed to have prompters.
That's just his brain?
What's so great is that immediately the Twitterverse lit up and said, what is go to Joe? How do we go to Joe? What does he mean?
Go to Joe. Three.
Why? That's our greatest hope.
That's it. Go to Joe.
Go to Joe 30330. Buy a better code, you cheap bastards.
Go to Joe.
Beachbody has 30-30-30, and they're not running to become president of the United States of America.
You see, back at the campaign headquarters, he said, God damn it, Beachbody got my code.
30-30-30.
Not. It sounds like he's using the wrong terminology, and he's stammering.
What about 46-46-46?
That'd be good.
He could be the 46th president.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Or how about 1-1 million, because he now has a 1 in a million chance of being elected.
We're going to give him 30-30-30.
Well, no! And go to Joe.
Go to Joe.
At least Luke Bryan is okay.
I fucking hate this world sometimes.
Luke Bryan.
Why would they do that? Look, I clearly I'm showing my politics here, and I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I can't defend the man when he does things like this. I'm out.
All right.
Independent.
Good
Bernie,
for you.
Good luck. Let's do something.
Vote for Luke Bryan, because you know where he is. He's not at the debate. Yes. He's not watching the debate. He's in the Bahamas. He's swimming with pigs.
What?
We're swimming with the pigs.
It's terrible.
That's sweet.
You need to get your back feet working.
I'm swimming with pigs.
I want to do that one day. But haven't you seen those videos?
I watched Luke Bryan
pigs
doing it.
Yeah, you got snacks, I'll swim to you.
But don't you want
some taffy?
You know what? Actually, Mac was able to do the same thing with the women at Rehoboth.
They're old.
If he had snacks, they'd swim right up to it.
What an asshole. I'm sorry.
Shock jock, what
Joe,
are you doing?
30-30-30. I have a problem with that, and I can barely talk, and I do this every day.
Go to Joe.
Go to Joe. That's it, folks.
46, 46, 46.
You know what? Those are also the measurements of the women at Rehoboth Beach.
Okay.
Mac, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us 24/7 at the TMOS Yak Shack. Just dial up 1-888-920-MORE. That's 1-888-920-6673. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's. Hey, that's me, ROBB, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. In the subject line, write, go to Joe.
What are we supposed to say when people are like, hey, you know, quantitative easing is falling. We got our rate cuts finally done. I can't fight with the I want to hump for Trump people when I got Joe going 30, 30, 30, 3, 4, go to Joe. What is he doing?
I bet if we put a live camera in the hall, he might still be talking. Just to an empty crowd.
I want
to
believe.
Believe, baby.
Please.
A few tickets are still available for Vegas and Saturday night. Now you can pre-order your fruitcakes. Both of those are available. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, just go to your computer and go to Joe. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Go to Joe.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.